It's deregulation week at EPA as the Bush administration unveils two major decisions on new source review and extends the SPCC compliance date to late 2013. It's January 16, 2009, and here's what happened this week in the pollution control industry.
This podcast is brought to you by RemTech Summit 09, the inaugural remediation summit dedicated to the vigorous exchange of ideas on environmental remediation science and technology.
EPA on Monday issued a final rule under the New Source Review Program that revises the agency's policy on aggregation. The rule directs facilities and permitting authorities to combine emissions from plant modifications only when those activities are substantially related. The final rule specifies what it means by substantially in two points. One, for emissions to be aggregated, changes must have more in common than timing alone or just supporting the plant's overall basic function. And two, plant modifications that are separated by 3 or more years will be presumed not to be substantially related. EPA also withdrew the options for debottlenecking that were included in the 2006 proposed rule and will no longer take action on the proposal to factor in emission decreases. But the aggregation wasn't the last NSR change this week. EPA announced Wednesday it is finalizing changes and clarifications to air quality permitting rules. This final action affects both EPA's operating permits and new source review programs. A facility with a flexible permit would explain its anticipated operational and construction changes for the duration of the permit term. Essentially, the rule change would move control of public health to the state or local governments. However, the flexible permits do not provide approval for changes not within the scope of conditions considered at the time of the permit application. Facilities must still meet the requirements under the Clean Air Act. Coming up, deregulation week continues, as that spill control rule passed in 2002 has been extended once again, after a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by RemTech Summit 09, the inaugural remediation summit dedicated to the vigorous exchange of ideas on environmental remediation science and technology. Learn about the latest cutting-edge developments within the environmental science and remediation field from the world's leading experts within the academia, regulatory, industry, and environmental consulting communities.
EPA announced Wednesday it is extending yet again the compliance dates for all facilities to meet the Spill Prevention Control and Countermeasure, or SPCC, rule. The extended deadline could allow companies to better understand the agency's revised definition of navigable waters. The rule also establishes new dates by which facilities must meet the regulation. Production facilities and farms will now have until November 20, 2013 to meet the deadline. All other facilities were extended to November 20th of this year. The latest compliance date before this announcement was to be this upcoming July 1st. The agency has extended the SPCC compliance date numerous times since promulgating the regulation in 2002, but readers have been advised in PE editorial to prepare for the regulations nonetheless. This is the sixth extension passed by the Bush administration. This is Seth Fisher with Pollution Engineering Magazine. On behalf of Pollution Engineering and RemTech 09, we thank you for listening.
We invite you to join us on March 3rd through the 5th, 2009 in Atlanta, Georgia for the inaugural RemTech Summit. Visit www.remtech09.com to learn more.